Let's talk about California politics for a moment, shall we? And we've got the right guy to do it. He's the senior political writer for the San Francisco Chronicle, and Joe Garofoli is here with us this morning. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. I'm happy to be the warm-up act for Putin and Trump.
Somebody had to be the opening act, Joe, and I'm glad it's you. Yeah. Well, we've been talking about it this morning, about the gathering of Democrats once again in the Golden State here. And once again, Dianne Feinstein, no ringing endorsement at all.
No, not at all. And this is, let's overall, this doesn't really change the fundamentals of the race. Feinstein still has, you know, 85-90% name recognition in California. Kevin DeLeon didn't even win his own home district in the primary. She won every county. She won 70% of the Democratic vote. But still, this gets him new life. It will be on national news for a couple days because, you know, whenever the four-term incumbent doesn't get endorsed by her home party, that's a big deal.
And how is there a way to react? There, I'm sure there is. How do you react if you're Dianne Feinstein's camp?
Well, they were tamping down expectations starting Friday afternoon and definitely Saturday morning when they saw they didn't have the votes and it was going to be a bit of a blowout. They're saying that. They're saying, look, she won every county in California. She handily won this race. And what they're not saying is that she also has not only, you know, $7 million in the bank, and she's worth at least $55 million. De Leon's camp, I don't even know if they have $1 million in the bank. They had about $600,000 at the last fundraising deadline. So he needs money to be able to get the message out that the California Democratic Party did endorse him. That's going to be a challenge for him.
Is this a matter of raising the profile of Kevin De Leon?
Yes, and he'll get a bump through free media. People are like us talking today, story in the Chronicle. The media picks it up, but other than that, it's up to him to raise the money to do that. One of the challenges is Feinstein has frozen out a lot of his donors. The campaign said, "Hey, either if you want to give to him, you know, do so at your own peril, because we will remember that."
And you've written an article in the Chronicle also, Joe, about California's governor's race and the debate over how many debates there should be as we look toward the fall. How many do you think there will be with all those candidates?
Well, it's largely up to Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, the Democrat who's far out in the head. And the reason that he doesn't do more than one debate at this point is because he's far out ahead. He's agreed to one debate on CNN, which the Republican challenger said, "Well, let's do five debates. Let's let Californians hear about where we stand on
five debates."
Five debates. Now, of course, these are both opening. These are opening bids. We're not going to have five debates. We're more likely to have one debate. Maybe we'll have two. The reason Newsom wants to be on CNN, he says it's because it's most Californians can see it. But, you know, if you're on CNN, he's going to be playing to a national audience. And he's going to be talking about Trump the whole time. Trump. And then, you know, if he has national political ambitions, which he does, that puts him in front of a national audience. You know, if you're on at a debate hosted by local stations, you're only in a California audience. So this is an attempt by him to think one or two steps ahead.
And it will be one or two steps. We'll see how far ahead Dick Gavin Newsom will be in the polls once those debates begin. Joe, thank you so much for being with us this morning. You're a great opening act, and I hope you'll come back to perform again soon.
All right, anytime.
That is senior political writer for the San Francisco Chronicle, Joe Garofoli.